I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Thursday, everyone. Today is Thankful Thursday and, of course, a perfect day to tap into some gratitude. Every day is, of course, a really good day to be grateful, but it's great to have that dedicated moment in your week to practice gratitude in a specific, actionable way. That's where Thankful Thursdays come in. Today, we are directing gratitude toward our bodies. Not just our bodies as a whole, but toward that part of your body that you don't appreciate as much as you should. Our bodies are, I feel, one of those areas in our lives that we actually forget to practice gratitude the most. A lot of us spend a ton of time judging our bodies, picking our bodies apart, feeling like they're not good enough. Like, regardless of how we're feeling, like, there's always something that could be a little bit different or a lot, right? We could always lose another 5 pounds, become a little more toned, a little more fit. And we have this idea in our brains ingrained through, you know, the conditioning of growing up in this kind of society and in the world that tells us every day that our bodies aren't good enough the way they are. So we're used to this practice of judging ourselves, maybe even hating ourselves and not treating our bodies as well as we should. So for our practice today, we're not just going to bring gratitude to our bodies as a whole and for everything that the body does for you every day, but focusing on that one part of your body that you know you like the least. And regardless of how body positive you are, maybe you have a lifelong practice of really getting to that place of loving your body. Perhaps you're there now feeling so great where you are. Maybe you're in that place where, you know, you're on the opposite side of the spectrum and you really don't like your body right now. Or perhaps you spend a lot of time of your day ingrained and immersed in that thought of how your body isn't good enough. Perhaps you spend time hiding your body or that specific part of your body that you really don't like or maybe even hate. And we all have that one part of the body. Maybe it's something that we had since we were kids or teenagers, or something someone told us once or has been telling us before. And perhaps a part that you feel like you would like to change, yeah? So this could be something different for all of us. But right now, just feeling into the body, what's that body part that you spend the most time judging right now? What's the part of your body that you appreciate the least, that you've given the least amount of gratitude over the past couple of weeks, months, years, maybe a lifetime? So for me, my area for sure is my belly. And I think it's because the kind of, you know, the big change that I went through after pregnancy, I used to have this very strong sense of core connection, always had. And then after I had the baby, this area is now much softer and a little fluffier. And, you know, it's very, very different from before. So I catch myself at times judging my belly, thinking that it should be different, right? Or maybe even holding my belly in a little bit. And then I catch that thought and I make myself relax and go, oh, you know, this part of my body birthed, you know, carried life, created life. I birthed a child. The reason my body is soft is because it brought me the most beautiful, amazing part of my entire life.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So feeling into your own space right now, perhaps it's, you know, your shoulders or your upper arms or your feet or your belly, your butt, your thighs, your hair, you know, whatever part of your body that you spend time judging. And it could be something that happens unconsciously that you're trying to change. Take a moment right now and put your hands, one or both of your hands, to that body part. And take a moment just to tap in, to feel into that space. You can close your eyes if you want, and taking a really deep breath, bringing some energy into this part of the body that your hands are touching right now. And then taking a moment to remind yourself of what this body part does for you every day. What this body part does for you every day. If it's your feet, you know, your feet are walking you through this life. They take you all the places you need to go. Yeah, if it's your belly, you know, your entire digestive system sits right here. This part of your body sustains you, nourishes you every day of your life. If it's your upper arms, these arms hug the people that you love. They pick up your kids, your pets, your dog. They're your connection out into the world, that extension straight from your heart out into the physical realm around you. Take a moment just to remind yourself of what this part of the body that you're touching right now, what it does for you, the function it has. So not what it looks like or the idea of what you have that maybe something should be different, but just in this moment, feeling grateful and extending some gratitude to this part of your body for being here, for taking you the places you need to go, for being this integral, so essential, such an essential part of your being. This is your body. This is a part of your whole. And we have to love every piece of ourselves. We can't just pick and choose. So take a moment with your hands right there and just bring some gratitude to this part of your body right here, right now. You can even repeat to yourself just gently, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Direct that gratitude to that part of your body. Thank you, belly. Thank you, shoulders. Thank you, feet. Thank you, thighs. Thank you, arms. Thank you, hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then anytime throughout the day today, if you catch yourself judging this part of your body in any way, just take a breath and then bring yourself back to that place of gratitude, repeating again to yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for listening and for bringing some well-deserved and needed gratitude to your body. Thanks for tuning into Yoga Girl Daily, and I'll see you tomorrow.